Sheba Fox on the box, and we're hitting the streets hard to get people registered to vote. I'm at County Square right now with the Director of Elections and Voter Registrations for Greenville County, Mr. Conway Belangia. Mr. Belangia, about voter registration, if you are registering to vote in this county and you have moved, what are the steps to take?
Okay, if you're already registered in Greenville County and moved to another location in Greenville County, there are a few ways you can do it. One is online at scvotes.org. where they will direct you to a site, provided that your driver's license has already been corrected, you can use that. If not, you can send us information either by email, but the kicker is we need signature approval in order to change an address. So you either have to fax it or scan something with your signature on it and send it to us. We need your name, your date of birth, your old address, and your new address, and a telephone number we can call you in case we have a question about any of that information.
All right, and if you're going to be 18 before the election, what is the deadline to register to vote?
The main election that everybody's concentrating on is November of 2020. If you're going to be 18 on or before that November Tuesday, then you can register beginning November the 6th and register anytime between, for a year, anytime between the election. Participate in primaries, provided you're already registered to vote. And then in the general election, and it's a general election, then you get to vote for those people you helped choose in the primaries. So 17-year-olds can register beginning November the 6th.
And if you are disabled, what ways can you vote if you are disabled and you don't have a way to your election poll?
The easiest way is to participate through the absentee process. And as of January 1, you can make application to our office. You can call us. We'll send you an application. You sign it, send it back, and you can receive ballots for the primaries and the general election in November by way of mail. You voted, you know, in the comfort of your home with whoever you want to assist you, and that's the easiest thing to use. We do have in-person absentee voting here at County Square beginning 28 days before any election. And there are lots of ways to participate in the process. Of course, showing up at your polling place on election day, but people with physical disabilities, probably it's suggested that they vote absentee because a few of our polling places are not totally accessible, and that's something we're working on.
And what are the qualifications for absentee voting?
First of all, you have to be registered to vote. And then there are 17 different reasons that you can vote absentee, physical disability, illness, attending a person who is physically disabled or ill, out of the county on election day, attending school somewhere out of the county, many, many reasons to vote absentee.
Okay, and one of the other things that causes a lot of confusion in our community is the convicted felon. What are the requirements if you are a convicted felon to vote?
Okay, a convicted felon can get their right to vote back once they have paid their debt to society. Once they have paid their debt to society, usually it's through pardon and parole. They have a letter, form letter that they fill out, and you bring that and your application to us, and we get you registered to vote. But that does include verification that you've completed your sentence.
Thank you so much, Mr. Belangia. If you'd like more information about voting and registering, feel free to log on to 1073jams.com.